Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And all the shenanigans yesterday in the Dáil, inside, outside, some of very light-hearted and enjoyable, obviously, some of extraordinarily serious in terms of the debate that was going on. Fionnán Sheehan in today's Irish Independent, he's the Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, he mentioned that Richard O'Donoghue, who was the new Independent, he was formerly in Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, as the new Independent TD from Limerick County, he was the man who arrived up in the black Plymouth vintage car, which apparently featured in JFK's visit to Ireland. Now, JFK was, I don't think was ever in it, because JFK would only be in a Secret Service validated car, so to speak, but probably one of the cavalcades. But he mentioned that his brother Billy was with Richard, and Billy had his own touch with mortality 5 years ago to the day when he had a stroke and ended up under a tractor on his farm in Croom. And Billy was with him yesterday. Billy O'Donoghue. Billy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And first of all, congratulations to you and your family, especially to Richard for being elected to the Dáil. It's an incredible achievement, so well done.
Thanks, Joe. We're very proud of that fact.
Well done. So you came up with him yesterday?
Yes, I did, for sure, which was a feat in itself, considering what I went through for the past 5 years.
Okay, and when did it happen?
It happened on the very exact date that Richard was introduced to Dáil Éireann.
Yesterday?
20th of February 2015.
Wow. And what happened, Billy?
Well, Joe, I was off work for a few days and I went up to feed my cattle, which I never fed, would you believe?
Okay.
And I ended up at 5:30 that evening. I think I went up around 10 o'clock that morning.
Right.
And at 5:30 that evening, my wife and daughter found me under a tractor. I wasn't able to move. I was just incapacitated. My left hand and my left leg were no function.
Right. And do you know what happened to you, Billy?
Well, I know that I was complaining with AFib, irregular heartbeat, and my cardiologist, Dr. Clark, was keeping an eye on that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, doctors are doctors, and they can do what they can do, and that's it. But I just got this shot out of the blue. I considered myself to be the fittest guy around here, to be honest with you. I was playing badminton twice a week up until then. And that morning, as I said, I went up to feed my cattle and never fed them. But I ended up under that tractor until about 5:30 or 6 o'clock that evening until they found me.
And how did you... 7 hours?
Yes, we're not sure. But I think I was gone all day anyway. My wife was trying to contact me and I didn't hear the phone, would you believe. I had it in my left pocket, but I could... And if I did, would you believe, I don't know, would I have answered it? Because I didn't realise what was happening. I just thought that I'd fell down or something. I'm not sure.
And were you trapped under the tractor?
No, Joe, I was lying under it somehow, and I've no idea how I got down there or what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was splitting blocks with a log splitter.
Okay.
And how I got down there and for what reason I went down, I've no idea.
So you're under the tractor, you weren't pinned under, you had a stroke, you fell on whatever, how you got under the tractor, nobody knows.
That's it.
But being under the tractor, did that help you?
From what I believe, from people are saying that it did. The tractor was running all day, Joe, and they're telling me that the heat of the back axle of the tractor kept me going. But
wow.
I remember during the day, I was kicking my right foot, trying to get my Wellington off.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I succeeded in doing that or not, I have no idea. But I remember doing that all day. And I must have been going in and out of consciousness. But it was the coldest day of the year that I can remember. It was raining heavy and I was freezing. I was very near.
Now, did you suffer from hypothermia when you were...
I was very near hypothermic, Joe. Very near it now. But I didn't. No. I had no lasting effects to that effect.
Okay, so who found you?
My wife and daughter, Joe.
Yeah. How? They went looking, obviously. Or...
They just came up to check on me as to why I wasn't coming home for my lunch.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is, as they were coming in the passage, they heard the tractor, and they saw the tractor inside the yard, and they heard it running. And usually what they could have said to each other was, look, that tractor's running, he's all right, he'll be down in a few minutes. But they didn't, they continued on in and found me inside under it. So that was it. And I remember my wife saying to the daughter, ring the ambulance quickly. And I put up my finger and I said, and I waved it at her. No ambulance, I said. Who'd have believed that? Had to believe it.
What were you thinking? Do you know? Don't make a fuss.
I said to Maria, take me down to the fire. That's all I said to her.
You were so cold.
Yeah, that's it.
And during the 7 hours under the tractor, so were you going in and out of consciousness,
yeah,
Billy?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. In and out of sleep and waking up. And I remember groaning and kind of half shouting in the hope that my neighbour next door might hear me. But my neighbour Jim would have said, look at that, he's walking in there, he's all right. The tractor's running away, so he can't be too bad. So that was the sum total of it now.
But then the medics say that the heat from the rear axle of the running tractor wasn't moving, but the engine was still working, firing away.
The
heat of the rear axle probably kept you alive.
Yes, that's the general gist of the whole thing, Joe, exactly.
Okay, so the ambulance came quickly, I hope.
Oh, yes, they were very efficient, yeah, absolutely fantastic, you know.
And how long were you in hospital for?
About 2 months, Joe.
Oh, wow.
And in all they're saying about the Limerick Regional, I can tell you one thing, I have no complaints with the Limerick Regional because I was taken in.
Great,
and
yeah.
I remember a doctor saying to me, William, where are you? And I said, I'm in heaven, doctor. Because I was beginning to warm up and get going again.
Yeah.
That was a Friday night. And it appears that the following night, Saturday night, I created a rumpus because I got myself up out of the bed. And then I went to grab something at the side of the bed with the result that I fell out of it.
Mm.
Yeah, so lucky I didn't crack some other part of the body with that. But they couldn't have been better for me, Joe. They did a fantastic job. No, they got me up and running. And
that's great. That's great. And how are you now?
I'm pretty good, Joe. I'm pretty good. And look at I must say thanks to all the doctors and nurses, mm-hmm. physios and ancillary staff of the UHL and St. Camillus' Hospital in Limerick. They were just brilliant, every one of them. They treated one as a human being and you know, support was there. And a bit of sympathy and a bit of that was a great thing. And gave one hope for to keep on going.
And was it yourself that mentioned to Fergus then when we were talking to you earlier about your brother Tom, who's a remarkable man as well, a remarkable family, between Richard, Billy, and who we're talking to now, and Tom. Tom has already addressed the houses of the Oroctus. Because he escaped from Rwanda. He was a De La Salle brother, now retired,
right.
In the 1990s.
But 94, that's right, yeah.
Did he have a medical mishap around the same time?
We can thank Dr. John Clark that Tom is still around because Dr. John Clark was treating me and Tom got a bit of a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Dr. John Clark as a favour. I was seeing him at the time. And I said, my brother is after getting a bit of a turn and he's a bit slow on the medical side of things. Is there any chance you might see him? And he said, yeah, send him in to me and we'll have a look at him. And Tom no sooner presented with Dr. John Clark. He had him in Dublin within 24 hours. And I think he was operated on within 24 hours. And that's what saved his life.
Okay.
No. Dr. John Clark was the man there again.
And your brother, Tom, who was out in Rwanda, he's back here safe and sound now.
Oh, he's in great form, thank God. Yeah,
and who else in family? There's Billy... Richard.
There's Jimmy and there's Michael and we have a poor brother, God be good to him, he went his reward at the age of 42, Joe.
Oh, God.
Which was very sad, he had a heart complaint again.
42, really? And Richard's only what? Richard's only 49, isn't he? Richard O'Donoghue, TD, I hasten
That's
to add,
it, yeah.
Billy, yeah. Was there always politics in the family?
Well, our father was very, very political anyway. He was very, very Fianna Fáil. Jimmy Collins, he was very, very fond of Jimmy Collins. And Gerard Collins was a great friend of his.
So that'd be related. That'd be Niall Collins, the current Fianna Fáil.
Of course, yeah.
That's his uncle, wasn't it, Gerry Collins?
That's it.
Okay. I suppose no point in asking you, will Richard go back into Fianna Fáil?
Oh, geez, no, Joe, I can't give you an answer there. He'll have to work that out.
I know, but he's coming. By the way, he's coming across very, very well in all the interviews and things he's doing. So well done. Billy, it's great to hear you. It's a great story. But again, the stroke, the
Joe,
whole... Yes, sir.
Before I go, sir.
Yeah.
There's another service that I'd love to yeah. thank big time, and they're forgotten about, and the HSE service, which is Headway in Limerick.
Oh, Headway, yeah. No,
please
great.
Give them a mention, because yeah, they're the best have, in yeah. the world.
Headway, yeah, they're a great organisation.
Yes, I visit them regularly, and they're marvellous in the work that they do with us stroke victims.
Okay, well done, well done, well
yeah,
done.
Absolutely. Thanks,
so, Billy, thanks for telling that story, and well done. And like, do you remember? I'm trying to think. As you're lying on the ground, you're in and out of consciousness for the 7 hours. Did you pray, or did you say anything, or did you? I know you couldn't get to your phone because you had a stroke, but were you saying anything like, "Lord, if I'm saved, I'll go to the Vatican or whatever"? Did you?
I'm not sure that I implored the help of the Lord, to be honest
okay,
with you, because
okay.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with me. Would you believe?
Yeah.
Until my wife and daughter found me. I had no idea what the hell was going on. I thought I just fell down.
Okay. Okay. Well, Billy, many, many more years.
Thanks,
please,
Joe.
God, to you and your family, and best of luck to Richard
right,
and
sir.
His and his family as he embarks on a new element to his career in
Dáil Éireann. Absolutely, Joe. Yeah, it's a great credit, Joe, to him. Yeah, absolutely.
It sure is. Okay. Billy O'Donoghue, Gura Míle Mahogat, Billy, and Slánga Fáil. That's Billy O'Donoghue.
Gura
Míle Mahogat. That's Billy O'Donoghue. Well done, Billy. Great. Another, after the two tough stories at the start, Sunita being robbed 3 days before her wedding, the Irish leg of her wedding ceremony in Dublin, her costumes robbed, 13,000 photographs on old phones, including ones of her dad, who she had not seen since she was 8 years of age. And then Gemma, who was scammed cruelly again, even though, as you heard, she was totally, as she said herself, I've heard these stories before, but it was a very sophisticated scam. And they're a bit of a good news story, thanks to that little aside by Finan Sheen and the Irish Independent. Back after this, 51551. Remember, this next Friday, this day next week, in other words, we're in the Hardyman Hotel in Eyre Square in Galway, European capital of culture, for Funny Friday. And we hope to have lots of fun, because we've a stellar cast lined up, loads of giveaways and loads of crack. 51551.